The South Dakota Supreme Court has upheld the murder conviction of Russell Ray Bertram. The former Harrisburg chief of police killed his fiancée in October 2009. Earlier that year, he took out $920,000 worth of insurance on her life. The Supreme Court affirms the trial court's refusal to admit polygraph evidence, and justices support the lower court's decision to allow evidence of Bertram's sexual improprieties. Russell Bertram argues that women he had sex with during the time he was engaged to the murder victim should not have been called as witnesses. Bertram says those women were strippers, suggesting that he paid for sex, and those facts unfairly prejudiced the jury. But the state says Bertram's infidelity argues against his contention that he was in love with the victim and would not intentionally hurt her. Assistant Attorney General Paul Sweetland explains during oral arguments in October.
As observed long ago in the Smith case, no rule is more firmly established than that upon the trial for murder of a husband and wife, evidence tending to show illicit relations of the accused are admissible to show lack of love and affection.
Sweetland says Bertram hoped to continue his sexually promiscuous lifestyle and fund it with life insurance payoffs. But Sweetland says that Bertram's behavior gave jurors an honest look at the defendant.
This court adopted much the same sentiment in the Huber case, rejecting the proposition that a murder defendant is, quote, entitled to have a jury decide his case on a pretense that his behavior and feelings toward the victim were nothing but routinely warm and affectionate.
The Supreme Court continues to uphold that decision in the Bertram opinion. Bertram also contends that he should have been able to tell the jury at his murder trial that he took a polygraph or lie detector test. He didn't ask to reveal the results, but the state contended that the jury would know Bertram passed, otherwise he wouldn't bring it up. Bertram says it was his Sixth Amendment right to use polygraph information to impeach one of the witnesses against him. In its opinion, the Supreme Court says it's an evidentiary question, not a constitutional one, and state law says polygraph evidence is inadmissible. That law is held by almost every other state and has been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, which says even the best polygraph exams are plagued by certain doubts and uncertainties. Bertram is serving a sentence of life in prison without parole. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.